Good afternoon, good evening. This is a CWG call on the 18th of October. On the call today, we have John Berard and Jonathan Robinson. From staff, we have Julie Headland and myself, Natalie Peregrine, and we have received no apologies up to now. I would like to remind you to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and go ahead.
Thank you very much, Natalie. So this is Jonathan Robinson speaking. John, I sent out a brief agenda, which was intended to be up on the Adobe Connect. It hasn't gone out to the mailing list, I don't think, although I did copy, I did do a reply all to Gisela, so you might have seen it. But the essence of what I want to really cover off is three things. I mean, it's really we've got an open session. We've got, as part of the GNSO open session, we've got a status report on where we've got to with this drafting team so far. We've got a workshop on the Thursday morning, and it's really about looking at the content of what we might be able to report back and the structure of that Thursday morning session, and if we've got time to sort of take a little bit of a look at how the drafting team might function between now and the end of the year when the charter envisages us producing a report. Now, the biggest single concern I have is of course breathing some new life and making sure that this group is energized and has the right people on. So certainly on my agenda for the report back to the GNSO is to actually make a new call for sort of, if you like, reconstitute the group and make a new call for volunteers. So that's my first step. Thereafter, I guess the other thing to do is to make it clear what's covered in the charter, what we intend to do. One of the things there has been a decision to work really within the formulate a GNSO position with input from or anyone else who wants to participate. I don't know. Have you got any other thoughts, John? How does that agenda sound to you? And what would you? What do you?
I do think we need to make add the vitality of this organization. I mean, it's not to say I don't enjoy talking to you, Jonathan, but it'd be great if we had some other folks, particularly because this thing got started at a pretty high level of enthusiasm, I think that your instinct is absolutely right, that we should be seeking to reconstitute the group, or at least extend the group so that we can actually reflect the profile that is creating more of a demand for cross-constituency working groups.
Yeah. And so that exactly. So that seems to. The other thing to do, I think, would be to highlight at both the GNSO session, the GNSO open session, as well as at the on the Thursday morning thing. I think is to thinking about that is to highlight the key points of the charter and what's actually been done and what is likely to be the outcome of this, because I want to set some expectations and set some get some clarity as to what's really being expected to come out of this, because I think there's been some different expectations throughout. So, you know, I think.
Don't you think that the work we did in creating the charter solves that? I mean,
yes.
we are tasked with coming up with the GNSO position on how cross-constituency working groups ought to operate.
Yeah. So the important thing there is to emphasize that and make it quite clear that that's the scope of what's being done, and ensure that nobody's got any different expectations, I guess. And so the report, it's a 15-minute session in as far as the GNSO. As far as the report back the GNSO is concerned, so I can't see that there's, I think what I would like to cover there is really a highlight of the key elements of the charter, and the scope of the charter, remind people what that is, and then probably a reminder back to the original draft principles that were put out by Liz all those months ago, and say that's really that's as far as this has got, and encourage both comment then in the GNSO open session, and also people to come to the Thursday morning session to provide a bit more substance to it. And then I guess as far as the, is there anything else, I mean, is there anything else you'd like to see, I mean, covered, John? How else might one cover that report back to the council as to what's been done so far? For me, it's highlight the charter, indicate the sort of limited participation, and there was always a sort of implicit warning about this. It was both a high profile and interesting topic, yet at the same time everyone was concerned that actually there were pressing new GTLD and related matters that were going to potentially take precedence between Singapore and now, and we were potentially always going to struggle for bandwidth. But
now that the new GTLD program is authorized, and particularly because we are going to be seeing a blurring of the constituency lines, right? You're going to have companies that are rightly members of the business constituency become registries. You're going to have registries become registrars and vice versa. And yeah. So at a time when the lines are being redrawn, let's put it that way, because in the business constituency, we are in the midst of considering what membership means. Yeah. And so as the lines are being redrawn, it will put increasing, it'll create more demand for cross-constituency working groups. And so my feeling is that now that the new GTLD program is in place, that, you know, four out of every five things we're going to be talking about are going to cut across all a number of constituencies. And so, therefore, getting this right now is of paramount importance.
I think that's very well said. And so it really takes on both, if it wasn't already sufficiently an importance, a greater importance and a greater urgency sure. going forward. So with that in mind, then, having set that as really the scene and had some a relatively small amount of discussion within the GNSO open session itself, I think we've got an hour and a half on Thursday morning. Julie, you might correct me if I'm wrong there, but I think that the Thursday morning session is around about that length of time. And it's a morning session. It's a little later in the week. The question is how to energize that and make that into something worthwhile. If effective, and what the best way to handle that would be. I suppose there's going to be a requirement to scene set for, and perhaps some slides even might be necessary. Julie, have you any idea what sort of facility we're going to have there and what sort of layout or setup there's going to be, or Natalie for that matter?
This is Julie. So I don't know, but I suspect it's probably the same as what we request for all meetings, which is that we request because I assume this is a public meeting. I should check this.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a public meeting. So in which case we typically have a projector so that we can show slides. There'll be a requirement to have an Adobe Connect room, but there will be one. All of the rooms, all of the meetings in Dakar will have an Adobe Connect room for remote participation. So we definitely can do slides. What I will do, as staff support, and this is related to the first item on your agenda, too, and that is we'll need to have a few slides for the GNSO Council update in Dakar, and I'll put together a draft of those slides. Since there's only 15 minutes and we want to reserve some time for discussion, then I would plan to highlight the key points from the charter and the goals and actions there, and particularly the scope, and try to pull some items out of the draft principles that Liz sent around. And then for the session on Thursday, once you've decided what you want to have in that discussion, then we can probably use some of the same slides from the GNSO Council update with a little bit more background, since this would be a public session and people aren't going to have really any context for it. So, you know, have a few sort of who we are, when, you know, when did we get started, what, you know, why do we exist, you know, and then points from the charter, and then, you know, whatever else you want to have in there, next steps, you know, increasing participation, yeah, calling for volunteers, that sort of thing.
Yeah, Julie, that sounds very sensible. So in a sense, I'd do it exactly as you said, but slightly the other way around, in the sense that there's a macro set of slides that will work for the Thursday meeting, and paring them down a little with some select, a reduced set or maybe reduced content for the GNSO open session will be perfect. That sounds like a very sensible way of working. There's clearly the participation is one issue which I'll highlight, both from a council participation point of view at the open council meeting, but then one of the key objectives of the Thursday meeting is to try and get either then or indeed to just make it clear that to sort of broadcast a little that actually, although this is a GNSO position, the whole point of the exercise was also to take input from any other SO or AC or member of the ICANN community, so that the GNSO wasn't seen to be, or indeed wasn't actually working in isolation from any kind of broader community input. So I think we've tried to tread that line very carefully between recognizing that the GNSO would like to set up where, I'd like to understand where and form a view on where it stands, but nevertheless, there was always a concern that doing that completely without community input, as it were, was just going to mean we'd have to go around that loop again anyway, and may be perceived to be problematic. So I'd quite like to encourage that input on Thursday, I suppose, and find a way of doing that. Now, the question is then, with an hour and a half session, having done that, I mean, we can cover all of that in half an hour. The question is what to do with the rest, and whether that might be, there may be a way of stepping through and discussing elements of the, I mean, one way of dealing with this might be to just put up some sort of grid with draft principles and work through those and take input and comment on those. I don't know if you've got any thoughts, John, about how to make best use of that Thursday time. I mean, our charter says...
Should we invite certain constituencies to participate and ask for their input rather than hope that we get it?
That's a good point. I thought we had, in fact, I know we have done that via, I mean, we agreed with Stefan that he would reach out to the CCNSO. How else, I'd be guided by you and or staff as to if there's any other suggestions as to how we might invite or sort of advertise the session. And then not only do we need to advertise it and encourage participation, secondly, how we structure it and formulate that session so it's
right.
Constructive.
Well, I mean, if you think about besides the GNSO, and then there's the CCNSO, which Stefan said he would reach out to, that then leaves, what, the ALAC, the GAC? Is there any other entity that we would invite?
Well, there's the ESSAC, and the ESSAC, this is Julie, has been involved in a couple of the current cross-community working groups. They are participants in the Internationalized Registration Data Working Group and also in the DNS Security and Stability Analysis Working Group. The rather unfortunate thing is that this meeting was set up, at the time this meeting was set up, I wasn't really involved in this group, and the ESSAC members are involved in two other meetings that run at the same time as this one, which naturally does occur to a certain extent at ICANN meetings. The DSSA working group is meeting with the SSR review team from 8 to 9 o'clock on Thursday morning, and the ESSAC is holding its public session from 9 to 10. So I can certainly let the ESSAC members know that this group is meeting, but they will unfortunately not be able to attend.
But Julie, I agree with you, that's imperfect. I think your ability to reach out and let them know this going on and to have, you know, be aware of the initiative and the opportunity to give feedback, whether or not it takes place on Thursday morning, would be helpful. What about reaching out to ALAC and GAC? I mean, how do we do that, and what's the best method for doing that?
Well, this is Julie again. I can certainly send some information off to Heidi, and she can the staff support for ALAC, and she and her folks can get a message out to ALAC to give them the details of this, and some background information. And I also believe, if I remember correctly, that just in general this group was mentioned in the two policy webinars that were held last week, which are cross-community events that preview the meetings that are being held at the ICANN meetings. So just as a note, I think, that was sort of a general notice, but I can engage Heidi for the ALAC. The GAC is perhaps a little bit more problematic right now. We don't really have a designated staff support person there, but we do have Jamie Headland, in our VP of our government relations, who interacts with them, and I can certainly pass the information on to him as well.
I think, Julia, that would be really, really great. It would be much appreciated, and I think it should also form then part of our slide reporting to the GNSO, in the open session, saying, look, this is what we've done in terms of outreach to date, and so it's quite clear that although it's quite late in the day, we do have the workshop, and we have made a reasonable effort to highlight the existence of the workshop, both via, as you say, the policy webinars and direct outreach as well. So at least there's something that we can make clear about what some of the outreach that's gone on. And then in terms of the Thursday meeting, I think we have to be realistic about what the likely participation is going to be. But hopefully we may have re-energized it from a GNSO point of view at the open meeting. We may have rounded up one or two others to come in via this little piece of outreach. And then it comes back to a question of, well, what's the best way to engage and involve anyone who we have brought along? And like I say, my first thought is to, well, of course, we'll step through the charter and explain that, but having got through, background, history, charter, then in terms of, I'd quite like to put some new content into that, as well as it being a sort of where we've got to today. I'd like to come away with some fresh input.
Well, one of the ways that we could do that, Jonathan, is if one of the slides could be a list of the cross-community working groups that have already been formed or may even be finished with their work, and if we could get comment from whoever the chairs were of those cross-community working groups as to the three things that guided their work, and maybe even the three biggest obstacles, the benefits and obstacles to the work, and that might be helpful as well.
Yeah, sort of lessons learned log.
Yeah. So, you know, was it Edmund who was the chair of the JIG?
Yeah.
And the JIG is still ongoing, and Edmund is
right.
still the chair.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
yeah. And Jim Galvin and Edmund are the co-chairs of the IRDWG,
right.
And so there are several co-chairs of the DSSA working group. There's Mikey and Jim Galvin and Olivier and Mark Costers. I can't remember all of them. But at any rate, my only concern is that we may have difficulty rounding up responses from all of them in time to put a slide together, you know, because we really need to get the slides posted, you know, prior to workshop, and I want to try to get slides to you and the rest of this group members, you know, to look at. I'm going to have slides done tomorrow, essentially, because I'm traveling on Thursday.
Well, is there a chance, then, to get somebody who was a chair or a co-chair of one of these groups to take 5 minutes and offer testimony as to what worked, what didn't, and what they learned in the process of leading a cross-constituency working group?
Unfortunately, the DSSA chairs will all be in a meeting at the time of this meeting. They'll all be meeting with the SSRT group, as will at least Jim from the IRD, because he is also in the DSSA working group. Edmund, I can reach out to Edmund and see. He might be the best candidate. I do not know if he is in R. I think he is. I could ask Edmund, since he's been on two of these groups, if he might be willing to, and if he's available, you know, to drop in to this.
Would that invitation be better coming from Jonathan?
However you want to do it.
Either way, I mean, you could just copy me in and I could endorse it, Julie. That would be fine.
I mean, that's fine. I know Edmund really well. I mean, it's just that he does have a new, unique perspective of having been now in two of these groups. You know, I mean, he's quite familiar with their work. And both of these have been going on for, a couple of years now. So it's fairly extensive experience.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a really constructive idea from... And that helps my thinking as well, because what we could do there is, John, we could take the input, assuming Edmund can do it. It would be very helpful to have his input on the day, and he could talk about that, in particular maybe with reference to our charter, which is primarily focused on effective chartering, but also functioning and utilization. And we could do this as a kind of a lessons learned. And then we could, after the workshop, reach out to the chairs of the other CWGs and just do that online with them and say, look, please populate this form, if you like. Give us a little bit of material with which to work. And so that could be a very useful sub-session of the Thursday morning. That seems to work, and it could then run on into future telephone sessions.
Right.
Well, I'm happy to invite, also an invite today, and I'll copy. What I'll do is I'll say I'm inviting on your behalf, Jonathan, and I will copy actually the CCWG list so that everybody knows.
Perfect. Yeah.
We're making the invite.
That would be great. And then what about the next thing being to step through the draft principles of the you know, as I say, in some kind of grid or something like that, where we just step through the draft principles and say, you know, and provide them as discussion points where people can respond to each of them, you know, shoot it down, add to it, embellish it, and so on. Or is there another way in which might be more effective way of trying to engage whoever comes along? It just strikes me that we've got a limited amount of material so far. We really want to test that material out and try and get some feedback on it. And this is perhaps a good way of doing it.
I can certainly get the draft principles from Liz, and I don't have them handy, but and turn them into a a grid, you know, on a couple of slides. I forget how lengthy they are. And I
Julie, they're pretty basic. I mean, there's essentially two major points. One is on scope, and the other is on practices. And scope has 2 points, and practices has 8. So it's a manageable little list. And I'm kind of envisaging almost, you know, like as exactly as I said, a grid where one could then critique it then and there and say, right, you know, the first is provide a discussion forum to achieve. I mean, the key scope one is provide a discussion forum and provide advice, but not be used to develop consensus policy. So one's got 3 points there that could say, actually, I think it should be more or less, greater or more, strongly not, and just depending on who's there, that they might provide some useful sparking points to get some discussion going.
That sounds good to me. John, what do you think?
It's fine. Can you just refresh my memory? Who are the people on this list right now?
That's a really good question, because I tried to dig it out, and I don't have a list.
And I don't know either, and I'm sorry to say that I don't. All I know is I think there's only 4. So it's you two and 2 other people, and I'm not sure who they are. And I apologize for that, but I sort of came a little bit late into this, so I don't have it at my...
I know that Wendy's been on these calls.
Jamie is one.
Yes, I know. Jamie is one because he responded to the doodle poll.
Right.
But I
think Rosemary might have been on it originally. I think Christina might have been on it originally. But Christina wrote to me recently and said she was going to have to withdraw, but although she's never participated actively. John, we had someone else, and I'm trying to think who was on. I think, was it Alan? So, again, I think that, Julie, if it's by the time we come to the ICANN meeting, by the time we come to the meeting next week, it'd be great to just be able to pull out the email list and say, you know, either weed people out or refresh their involvement. So it would be quite good to say, this is how the group started off, this is how it seems to have ended up, this is why we need more people on it.
Right. Yeah, well, I'll pull out the list of members, because I think that we should... Margie is sending her apologies for, okay. Did you join, Margie? Sorry.
Yes, I did. I apologize. For some reason, it wasn't on my calendar.
Okay. I'm taking some notes, Margie, that I'll send around. I'm going to put together some slides. You'll see this, but I'll put together... sort of a master set of slides for next Thursday's session, and then from that we can extract what we need for the update, for the GNSF Council update. But here's a question for you, and I don't have this handy, but do you have somewhere handy who the original participants were who signed up to this group? And kind of we're trying to get a sense of who are the members, but who maybe haven't been involved in you know, also just so we can find out whether or not they still want to be involved.
No, I don't have the list. I believe Glenn would have the list if she's on, or we can certainly get it from her.
We can get it. Or Natalie, if you could maybe follow up and see if you can get the list of members, that would be really helpful.
All right, I'll do that.
All right, thanks.
Jamie said he had a problem dialing in, so I'm just letting him know. All right. Well, you know, I think in many ways my third point that I wanted to cover today was really looking at how things might go from here, how we might develop the group from here. But frankly, I think that's a little bit ambitious for today's agenda, because really the important thing to do is to get through next week's meeting in one piece and give a reasonable update to the GNSO, and ideally to run a half-decent workshop that sort of re-energizes the whole effort and then to see how we take it from there, which I expect will be regular telephone conferences with hopefully a more energized group involved, and perhaps that's as much as we need to cover for now. How does that sound? I mean, I suspect you, Julie, you kindly offered to help, and I think it will make a big difference if you, I know you're busy and in the run-up, but I think if you are able to sort of get the slides done, the cover off the areas we've talked about, I think it'll make me feel like I'm in a confident position to both update the GNSO and present something half decent on the Thursday morning, which will be, you know, a great start at reinvigorating what we intend to do, and then we'll try and keep things going on a regular basis off that, so that we do meet the deadline of producing something of, you know, by the end of the year, which is what our intention is to do.
Right, this is one of the groups I'm supporting, and I'll, you know, give it the support it needs, and I'm going to try to then come up with a draft set of slides tomorrow so that I can have them out to you guys to look at while I'm traveling on Thursday. And I guess my next question is, because I don't think we, and probably you're coming to this, so I'm just being impatient, but the activity between now and the end of the year, do we want to include a few points on what our goals are in the slides?
Well, it probably makes sense. I was fumbling a bit there. Maybe you've got a thought on this, John. Is I was really the deliverable is to produce a final report to the GNSO by the end of the calendar year. So therefore, I mean, I would expect that the activity is simply a series of calls to flesh out and firm up the draft principles that we've started working with. But
that's
the GNSO.
That's as I see it.
Yeah.
You know, this is Julie. I'm just going to check the motion that was passed because and Marge, you can correct me if I'm wrong too, but I thought that end of the year goal was changed to a little bit later, but I could be wrong. I can check this really quickly. And then don't let me interrupt you talking, but I'll just check the motions just to.
All right.
Check my...
Jonathan, John here. I will not be able to participate even remotely in the Thursday session.
Well, that's unfortunate, but that will be as it is, I suppose, John, and because you've been.
So this is Julie. We actually have. Okay, so maybe I was misunderstanding you. So the final resolved clause in the motion says, as specified in the charter, a status report is to be delivered at the ICANN-DECARM meeting in October 2011, and a final report to be produced by the CCWG-DT on or before the end of calendar year 2012.
I think that's a mistake for 2012.
Margie, because that seems like a lot of time. Margie, do you remember?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think the intent was to have it by this calendar year.
Okay, so that is an error?
Yeah, I believe so.
Because I remember hearing the 2012 and thinking, okay.
No, Julie, really, I mean, we're a drafting team. This may well create another effort. Ideally, we're sufficiently effective at being inclusive that we get broad-based support for the GNSO view of this, and that would be my ideal. It's probably a little naive to think I could navigate such rocky waters as to, but it's quite clear that the GNSO would like to have thought about this, have given it some work, and have a view. At least that's my understanding. I'd like to, I guess, refresh, but have a clear view on how the CWGs might function within times ahead, and that's pretty urgent. So in many
right.
ways,
no,
I feel
no,
we're
not,
a little
and I'm
bit.
I'm sorry. This is Julie. I'm not questioning that at all. I just recalled the 2012 date in the motion, and I see. Then, you know, thank you for the clarification that that's an error, and I just wanted to
Well, it's well spotted, because I'm not sure anyone else has seen it.
I just wanted to point that out, unless you really did want a lot more time, but I totally agree with you that this is urgent and that we need something quite soon rather than
end of... Yeah, quite candidly, it's gone a lot slower than I would have expected. There are a number of reasons for that, not the least of which has been my own personal schedule, but I'm rather keen to not just let it drag on indefinitely, and I don't think anyone else is. So that's what we'll try and achieve.
Terrific.
Great.
Thanks.
Go ahead, Judy.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. No,
it's Margie. The intent, as you may recall, in the council, there's been a lot of hesitation to take on additional work that's of the cross-community nature. So the idea was to get this, dealt with quickly so that it wouldn't hold up, consideration of starting new groups if we had some sort of understanding as to what should be done, in terms of procedures for that. So it's certainly the sooner the better.
Margie, that's a very good and fair point. And Julie, if possible, it's probably worth having that as part of the background slide, a recognition that it's really, I guess, and I work on if it doesn't appear, I'll try and weave it into the slide myself. But really, that's part of the background to all of this. That both the perceived importance, which John highlighted earlier, of these type of groups in future in the new world order, if you like, and second, the fact that there was there was a reluctance to set any more such groups off and running without a clear set of principles, at least that the GNSO could rely on, if not the broader community as a whole.
Right. I've captured that, and I will include that.
Brilliant.
So, Margie, I'm going to pull together some slides. I won't get a chance, really, to finalize them, I don't think, until tomorrow. But perhaps I could send them by you to take a quick look at them tomorrow, and then maybe we could, then get them out to the full work group tomorrow or Thursday at the latest. I'm flying Thursday, and I think you might be as well, so...
Yeah, I think we may be on the same flight. So send it, whenever you send it, I'll turn it around so that we get something to the group tomorrow.
Yeah, it's not going to be a huge number of slides, but I'll get them out to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, I think that probably wraps it up. I'm not sure if there's anything I've missed that we need to cover, but I think that probably covers it.
I will miss being with you guys in the car. I get to spend a few days in San Diego instead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. I think we'd probably all rather be with you in San Diego, John. and I will have to apologize because since I support the SAC and also the DSSA working group, I am unfortunately going to be in both those meetings that Thursday morning, but Margie and Marika and Liz will all be able to be in this meeting of this group, and of course we'll have the slides done and everything ahead of time and loaded up in the Adobe Connect and so on. So you'll be ably supported without me.
That sounds great, Julian. And please, whatever you do, don't misinterpret my next point. But with that in mind, one of the things I found challenging is, and we can just chat about this over a beer or a cup of tea or something in Dakar is how to effectively work with you guys, and so that's something which I would, because you've suddenly come in and I've had little fits and bursts. I mean, Margie was very good with helping with the charter, and now you're great in volunteering to help with the slides. But I'd like to sort of work in a slightly less erratic way with you. And as I say, it's partly because I've had to dip in and out of this as my other work pressures have ebbed and flowed, but certainly just as a placeholder, that's something where I'd love to chat to you about it in probably an informal way, but just to make sure that we do work as effectively as possible together.
Absolutely. Let's make it a beer, though.
Have you seen the temperature forecast? Have you seen what the temperature's
like?
No,
I haven't, but I bet it's going to be warm.
The temperatures I saw today were 35 degrees C each day. I mean, that sounds hot. rather than warm.
It'll be hot.
Yeah.
So no, we'll take care of all that for you, Jonathan. Don't worry. And we'll, you know, as staff, we try to make sure that the support is seamless. One way or another, you'll have the support that you need.
Brilliant. All right. Well, that's much appreciated, both you being on the call and the sort of jumping in at the relatively late hour to help with the preparation for Dakar. So really, really thank you very much. And I guess we'll see you guys, and apart from John, in another part of the world.
Exactly. Well, safe travels. And have fun in San Diego, John.
I will do my damnedest.
All right. Thanks again, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye. Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye.